You are listening to Revolution Rock. This is CJAM 99.1 FM. Adam and Dave here, bringing you through your Saturday night with some great rock and roll and paying tribute there to arguably one of the most important rock and roll groups of all time. Of course, I'm talking about Guided by Voices. We're going to talk about another band, but Guided by Voices is also very important. And Dave, I know this is going to be shocking to hear.
Yes.
They released a lot of albums this year.
They released another album last week.
Mm-hmm.
And we just heard a song from it.
Yeah, it's called The Race is On, The King is Dead. That's the name of the song. And that's from the album Nowhere to Go But Up. And this is Guided by Voices' third record of 2023.
Third? I thought it was second.
Third. Maybe they have some time to put another one out there.
They probably already have the next three ready.
Ever prolific. I know we say this for every GBV release, but honestly, what else can you say about it?
It's true. Sometimes if you don't check your email, two albums might have been released.
Mm-hmm. It's true.
So anyways, sounded great as usual. Guided by Voices, the current lineup, has been with them for some time, and they're doing great things, and they always do great things, but I think he's more focused on certain aspects of songwriting nowadays. Not that he wasn't before, but yeah, it's just he's still putting out a lot of records and a lot of great records. Mm-hmm. So here's a new one. Before that, we heard a series of covers in tribute to the Beatles. Adam, what did we hear?
We heard Jamie Vernon's rendition of I Saw Her Standing There, and Bentwood Rocker's rendition of It Won't Be Long Now, two big hits from the Beatles, both covered by Canadian artists, featured on the tribute album It Was 40 Years Ago Today, which was originally released back in 2004. And we played that to coincide with a huge anniversary, 60 years of the Beatles album With the Beatles, their landmark sophomore release that really set Beatlemania into thrall. And, you know, I'll be honest, like, I don't really care so much about the iconography of the Beatles. I don't really care about, like, the fan obsession. I just care about the fact that when I listen to their songs, they're just good. And they do so many amazing things with harmony, with creative guitar work, as was practiced on this album, and I think was really the first one to show how important of a group the Beatles were going to be. And we found some rare non-hits from this album to actually play for you prior to that. Dave, why don't you mention those songs?
Yeah, from With the Beatles, we heard All I've Got to Do and Not a Second Time. And that's how we started off that set in celebration of that album. And also, you don't have a Beatles mug?
Not right now.
Oh, okay.
Well, do you want a mug? Are you thirsty?
No.
I do want to say one thing, though.
Like, all joking aside,
people have said a lot about the Beatles over the years, and it's kind of hard to like encapsulate or say anything new, but you have to figure at the time that this came out in 63, there certainly were a lot of R&B groups, there certainly were a lot of pop groups and garage rock groups in their own way, but any group combining all these sounds together didn't quite exist, at least not in the way that the Beatles were able to meld together their blend of melodies and great song structure. So, you know, if there's a reason why their legacy remains strong and people are still talking about them 60 years from when they released this record, well, I'd say that's why.
It's the work, the songs they put in, the songs they laid down. Great stuff. Coming up next, we're going to dig into some newer music and also kind of a reissue, an anniversary / reissue of The Chills out of New Zealand. Their debut album was released in 87 called Brave Words, and we're going to hear a pair of tracks from that. They've reissued it through Flying Nun Records, which was the label that originally put it out, I believe, and they've also expanded it. So we're going to hear some of that, but we're also going to start off with a pair of Canadian artists in the garage / psych genre, I guess we can say, starting with Paige Drobot, new release, the Psychics album from Winnipeg, Manitoba. We're going to hear the song All Right, and I do want to thank Paige for reaching out and bringing this album to my attention. Really cool stuff. We're also going to hear a song from a band based out of Montreal, I believe, somewhere in Quebec, though. I'm not 100% where. A band called Hippie Hurrah. We heard them several months back when they put out this album called Exposition Individuelle, and it's sung in French, and we're going to hear a track from that as well. And stay tuned. You're listening to Revolution Rock. Let's get to some more music. This is Paige Drobot with All Right.
I got Something in the air.
You're listening to Revolution Rock here on CJAM 99.1 FM in the Windsor, Detroit area. I'm your host, Dave, joined by Adam. We're also syndicating across several different stations throughout Canada. We just ended off that set with a brand new single from a newer Windsor band known as Brain Rust. We heard the track Schizoid Embolism, which is a new single from a forthcoming release, which will probably be next year because it is already approaching the end of November.
And that is true. And we should mention, just as we have a quick aside, there is going to be a special pair of episodes coming up coinciding with the end of the year where me and Dave talk about our favorite records of 2023.
Yep.
We're going to be doing that over the course of two episodes in December. Not next week. We're going to be doing it the week.
We're going to start it the week after, yeah.
Yeah, so just you're going to want to set that in your schedules. It's sure to be a good time. Before that, we heard something else from another new record, this one featuring musician Jeff Turner.
Yeah, based out of Vancouver, I believe, and this is a new release called You Were There by Dear Vandal, and we heard a track called A Ripple in the Pond. Really cool stuff. Thanks, Jeff, for sending that my way. Before that, we heard music, a pair of tracks from The Chills' expanded, I guess you could say deluxe version of their debut 87 release, Brave Words. You're going to have to put the cursor over that word because it's a long title, so I can read it here.